News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News Now at Noon, brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today from the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Mike Alarney. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is speaking out about what prompted her to walk away from negotiations on the next fiscal year's budget earlier this week. It is true legislative Republicans are proposing spending more than she is on roads. They came in at $500 billion compared to her $130 million. But the governor says it's not as it appears. He says the GOP plan takes money from the general fund and takes it away from other areas that need that money.
This is the exact kind of gimmick that got us in this problem in the first place.
She called it a phony game that brings in one-time money. Whitmer called off her push for $2.5 billion for the roads for the next fiscal year in order to get the budget deal reached with the House and Senate by the end of this month to avoid a state government shutdown, but plans to keep pushing for that funding after everything next year is in place. Indiana Michigan Power will be testing the emergency sirens near the Cook Nuclear Power Plant this month. The test will begin the week of September 16th, continue through the end of the month. 70 sirens within a 10-mile radius of the plant in Bridgman will be sounded by the Berrien County Emergency Management Department. Each will be activated 3 to 4 times, about 30 seconds, to obtain readings and make adjustments to ensure proper coverage and reliability. Also do maintenance. In order to avoid confusion, the tests will not be done if there's any severe weather. Cook plant officials note that in the event of an actual emergency, the early warning sirens are all sounded continuously for 3 minutes. The testing is expected to take place in different locations Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. during that three-week period. U.S. House back in session this week following a six-week break, and Congressman Fred Upton tells us he took part in a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee discussion Monday on disparities in maternal health care.
And we've got a couple of different pieces of bipartisan legislation that I think can help reduce the number of deaths that particularly impact our community of color.
Upton says one discussion involved legislation aimed at getting care to new mothers for longer periods of time.
One of the things that I've locked into is that for many states, Michigan included, it provides Medicaid coverage maybe just through the first week or two of a woman's pregnancy and not beyond.
An idea is to extend that coverage to a year after the mother gives birth. The Preventing Maternal Deaths Act was signed into law by President Trump last year and allowed for better data collecting on maternal health. Congresswoman Robin Kelly of Illinois has sponsored the Mamas Act, aimed at addressing some of the poor health outcomes revealed since. Cass County Sheriff's Department says a Cassopolis man safely back home after being missing for a few hours last night. Deputies were called to M60, the 26,000 block in Jefferson Township, around 9 p.m. by the caretaker for 70-year-old Michael Cox, who had gone on a walk and hadn't returned. The caretaker had become worried due to his medical issues and incoming storms. Noted he'd been missing since around 6 p.m., almost 5 hours later after that. Right before 11, Deputy Graves and K-9 Nelly found Cox in a swamp behind his home. He was cleared by Life Care ambulance medics to return to the house. And they're off, dozens of people now bicycling across Michigan on a 275-mile trail from South Haven to Port Huron. They left this morning after dipping the tires in Lake Michigan. South Haven Mayor Scott Smith says the riders are expected to arrive on the shore of Lake Huron next Thursday.
Well, this was the kickoff of route number one state. We're obviously going from South Haven to Port Huron, so this was the inaugural ride.
The trail will take them through forests, farmland, and cities like Kalamazoo, Jackson, Pontiac, at Rochester Hills. Injuries from a crash Wednesday in Van Buren County claiming the life of a 60-year-old Lawton man. Sheriff's Department says he was not buckled up when a pawpaw woman ran a stop sign at the intersection of 64th Avenue and 30th Street in Antwerp Township, hit his SUV, causing it to flip. His passenger wasn't hurt. The driver who hit the vehicle spun and hit a tree, but she was wearing her seatbelt. The man died yesterday at Bronson Hospital in Kalamazoo, and the crash remains under investigation. WSJM News Time is 12:10. Up next, one of the top 50. So if you were listening to us over the air right now, or even streaming online at Newstalk 94.9 WSJM or WSJM.com, right here is where you would hear a commercial. So, you own a business? Do you run a business? Do you have those decisions available for your business? If so, we could always use a sponsor right here on the WSJM News Now at Noon podcast and over the air. Contact our sales department right now if you're interested. WSJM News Now at Noon continues. Border Sword Alliance has an effort underway to try to increase the population of Southwest Michigan, and this can't hurt. Website 24/7 Wall Street ranking St. Joseph 23rd on its list of the 50 best places to live in the U.S. Mayor Pro Tem Laura Goose feels it can be viewed as a positive view of the entire region.
We're similar in size to a lot of them, but to be so far up on the list, I think, is pretty cool in and of itself.
The only other Michigan city listed is Traverse City. They came in 48th. Houston suburb of West University Place, ranked number one.
Although rankings are always a little subjective to whomever wrote them, I appreciate it, and I think that it's clear that we've been discovered.
Website noted St. Joseph's five-year unemployment rate, very low, 2.6%. Medium household income comes in at just under $56,000. Another factor in St. Joseph's favor is what's available to residents, with a far greater than typical concentration of museums, recreational activities, restaurants, and bars. Riverwood Center in Benton Harbor saluting two Berrien County officials with awards for their work to help those who may be struggling with mental illness. At yesterday's Berrien County Board of Commissioners meeting, 911 Director Dave Agents, Sheriff Paul Bailey were given the honors for working with Riverwood's Crisis Intervention Program. Riverwood Jail Diversion Supervisor Gretchen Carlson tells us the officials and staff to CIT training.
CIT is a 40-hour community-based training that teaches law enforcement, first responders, signs and symptoms of mental illness, and then de-escalation skills in an effort to keep them out of jail and cycling in and out of the criminal justice system.
He says 911 operators are taught how to tell responding officers if they may be heading to a situation where mental illness is a factor.
So we have a whole training council and a team that helps develop the training and also help to identify any problems that we might be having in the community or with the training, make the training better.
Carlson says Sheriff Bailey also makes sure his staff are trained in crisis intervention. Information on crisis intervention is also tracked and shared with Wayne State University. A Muskegon police officer fired after a framed Ku Klux Klan application was found in his home during a real estate tour.
Muskegon City Manager Frank Peterson says Charles Anderson was fired after a disciplinary hearing on Thursday. An internal investigation was opened after a potential home buyer who is black reported seeing a framed KKK application at Anderson's home. Anderson served on the Muskegon force since 1997, and he was cleared of wrongdoing in a 2009 shooting of an unarmed black man who an investigation found used Anderson's police radio and another object to severely beat the officer. The Muskegon County prosecutor says the results of the city's inquiry will determine whether that shooting will be reevaluated. Jim Matthews, Michigan News Network.
National Weather Service says high winds and not tornadoes are believed to be what caused the damage earlier this week in West Michigan. Crews made the determination after surveying things yesterday in Grand Rapids and around Kent County. Nobody was hurt in those Wednesday storms. More severe thunderstorms moved across the state earlier today, causing some heavy rain. A lot of football on the air tonight on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports at St. Joseph at Mattawan, on 97.5 Wide Country. Niles is at Lakeshore. On Newstalk 94.9 WSJM, Benton Harbor is at Elkhart Central. And on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, South Haven is home against Vicksburg. All those games kicking off at 7. Baseball today, the Pirates at the Cubs at 4. The Tigers host Baltimore at 7. The game on 98.3 The Coast. And the White Sox are at Seattle at 10. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.